Fans, we are back, and before we get on with the show, Mr. Petit would like to take the time to thank William Washington of Rocket Buster Radio for his loyal support, and we would also like to send a shout-out to Fat Frank of Jersey All Pro, and let's not forget, JAPW is located in Bayonne, New Jersey, and has been a constant supporter of eWrestling.org. Fat Frank would like to remind all you JAPW fans that Rhino will be defending his JAP heavyweight title against Monty Brown on March 25th at the Tab Ramos Sports Center, and will also be at the Friday Night Worldwide Show at the AWA Arena in Union City, New Jersey the night before. For more details about how to see your favorite JAPW fans, please visit their website at japw.net. And now with the formalities out of the way, let's go to the ring for our opening introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, our opening bout of the evening is scheduled for one fall, and we'll have a 45-minute time limit. About to enter the ring, he hails from Georgetown, Texas, and has been a multi-time heavyweight champion in the past. He is the purple-haired hating machine. Welcome, Matt Hitman Fury!
Oh, as the pyro hits the stage, the crowd goes insane. And here comes Matt Fury through the curtains with his hands held high into the air. Walking down the ramp wearing only red tights with the Hitman written down the right leg. Look at Fury mouth to the crowd that he's going to break both of his opponents tonight in half. Up onto the apron and entering over the top rope. Fury pulls back on the nylon and climbing the turnbuckle. Listen to these Florida fans cheer for the Hitman. Folks, it's no secret that Matt Fury hates the Spectre with his entire being. And as I said on the last show, Matt Fury's only reason for being here in WWE is to make sure that the Spectre never wrestles again. Folks, Matt Fury told me just moments before we went on the air that if he wins his bout tonight, and the Spectre loses his championship to DCP in the scaffold match, that he's going to ask Mr. Petit if he can be booked against the Spectre, even if Spectre doesn't have the title. Think about that, folks. Matt Fury wants a Spectre so bad that he's willing to give up a guaranteed title shot, a WWE heavyweight title shot, just to get his hands on the purple-haired freak. With that said, let's greet the man who I guarantee will not give up a title shot if he wins. It's time to greet the Beastmaster. With smoke now filling the entranceway, you can see an eerie red glow illuminating the fog. My God, it looks eerie out here. As the crowd goes restless in their seats, you can see the curtains part, and there he is! It's Org Lambert who exits the backstage area with a black t-shirt with a neon skull on the front. What? Oh my God, what does it say on the back of that t-shirt? Hero? Hey, Org! Hey, you're not no hero, you're an animal! That's what you are, you're a wild, uncontrolled animal! Stopping halfway on the ramp, and thank God not being able to hear a damn thing that I just said, Org Lambert raises his arms in the air, and what an explosion, and here comes Org Lambert down to the ringside area and rolling into the ring. Look at Matt Fury telling the referee to back him up.
And now in the ring, he hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and wants to be known as the sickest man on earth. He is a self-proclaimed lunatic here in WWA. This is Beastmaster Org Lambert!
You know, I'm going to be honest with you people. I think if Org Lambert is going to be able to pull out a victory here tonight over both Matt Fury and Billy Ray, I got to wonder that if Mike Johnson defeats Sam Natas for the XXX Championship, does that mean Org might get another shot at getting his hands on Mike Johnson? Their storied past is well known throughout WWA, and after what happened to young Sally, it appears to me that Org just simply isn't over her leaving him with his baby. In fact, I would go as far as saying that if Johnson defeats Sam Natas tonight for the Triple Extreme Championship, that Mike Johnson is gonna get his ass kicked. And you know, folks, while I'm on the subject of ass kicking, let's take you back to last month's Superstars card so that we can just show you just how angry this madman Org Lambert really is with Mike Johnson.
And are you kidding me? Uh-oh. Org Lambert is getting up and he's got a steel chair. Org Lambert looks furious and Johnson doesn't see him. Sally does. Sally, you're pregnant. Get out of the way. Around the corner with a head of steam comes Org Lambert. He reaches back. shot from hell! Orc scoops Johnson from the wreckage! Crash and burn! Oh my god! Pile driver onto the concrete! Orc Lambert just hit Mike Johnson's modified leaping cradle! Pile driver onto the concrete! And look at Orc Lambert going up the aisle with a sick, sadistic smile on his face!
So there you have it, folks. And that's the length Orc Lambert is willing to go to in order to make young Sally and Mike Johnson pay. Look, if Orc loses this match tonight, another way he could go would be to take on Todd Knight. Because if I remember their history like I know I do, Orc Lambert nearly defeated Todd Knight twice. The TV Championship would be a good fit for Orc Lambert too. But you know, as we introduce his final competitor, Orc Lambert must realize that he has a long, long way to go. Because he has to get through two men tonight. And speaking of wrestlers who have gone a long way and who have a long way to still go here in WWA, here comes a man who is on the longest losing streak in WWA. You guessed it, folks. It's time to meet the Drunken Bastard.
And finally, accompanied to the ring by his best friend, the bartender, and Bud, the Drunken Midget. He comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and lists cow tipping as his favorite hobby. Already 24 cans of beer in tonight. He wants to only be remembered as the Drunken Bastard. This is Billy Ray!
Well, as Billy Ray makes his way down to the ring with his myriad of oddities, let me take this time to remind the folks that Billy Ray has said he is 100% motivated and crystal clear on what he has to do in this match tonight. He wants to turn up the extreme dial, and he wants to make people start paying for what is the longest losing streak in Billy Ray's career. With Bud and the bartender present, if Orc Lambert and Matt Fury aren't careful, they could possibly, quite possibly, yield Ray his very first victory in 6 months. I want everyone to know that this match could potentially mean so much to either one of these men, because with two consecutive victories, theoretically, remember, theoretically, they could hold WWA gold in a matter of 30 days. The crowd is rumbling with excitement. The referee has called for the bell. It's time for Grinder 8 to begin. And here we go! Circling the logo, Oregon Fury charged up pacing Billy Ray. Fury greets him each with a tough love knuckle sandwich. Fury goes down. Orc goes down. Hitting the canvas and stunned. Oh, no. The bartender has just slid in a steel chair. And it appears Billy Ray isn't waiting to pick up this extreme pace. Ray promised us violence. Ray promised us extreme. Oh, Ray promised Matt Fury a chair shot from hell. And my God, did Ray deliver or what? Kissing the dented steel chair, Ray wheels around to share the pain with Orc Lambert, but Lambert gets a jump by driving a hard boot into the midsection of the Drunken Bastard. Ray drops a chair onto the canvas and Orc overhooks the head. Yanking downwards. Oh, brutal DDT. And did you see Billy Ray's head get buried into that steel? Hooking the leg, here's the press. One, two, no, Ray gets his shoulder up in time, and this one's gonna continue. Off the canvas and into ropes with a hard Irish whip goes the Drunken Bastard, and coming off over the logo, here comes Ray into a back body drop, and damn, he just landed right on Matt Fury, and my God, Fury is busted open bad. Orc looks at this contest once again, and the referee pounds canvas. One, two, kick out by Matt Fury, and Matt Fury will not be denied. Folks, we've already had two near falls in this contest, and it's only minutes into it. Billy Ray has come out fast, but it appears Orc Lambert, who definitely has been more prepared, seems to have captured the momentum. Fury hasn't done much since the opening bell, but like I said last week, I fully expect the Hitman to make a run sooner than later. Tossing Ray through the ropes and down onto the small mats. Bud and the bartender come to the aid of the Drunken One while the action continues inside the ring. Lambert pulls Fury off the canvas and jamming his head between his thighs. Lambert's calling for his pile driver finisher. Fury feels the mat slipping through his fingers and lifting up on the legs. Lambert falls on his back and Fury goes into a figure four leg lock. Look at Orc cry out in pain, and it doesn't look like Orc Lambert is in a good position. Here comes Lambert. He might tap. Oh my God, he's gonna tap. Fury's gonna win. Fury leans back for maximum volley. Oh! Off the top rope of the Pittsburgh Jam comes a groggy Billy Ray, and Fury is in trouble. Shoulders to the canvas. One, two, no! Kick out by Matt Fury, and my God, was that close.
close.
Inside the ring, you can see Billy Ray just shake his head because he knows just how close he was from getting a title shot of his choice. Wait a minute, what the hell? The bartender is now instructing Bud to get up onto the apron. And, uh-oh, Bud is getting onto the top ropes, and here comes Billy Ray. He's got Bud in gorilla press position. Yeah! Midget toss connects, and Bud's trying to pin both men. Don't count that, referee. One, two, no! Both men jettison Bud through the ropes and into the railing, and that's what you get, Bud, when you get into the ring with these two madmen. Out on the concrete floor by my announcer's table, Bud the drunken midget is crying out in pain, but Billy Ray doesn't seem to care. He has Fury in suplex position, and he's telling the crowd that he's going to launch him over the top ropes and down outside the ring onto the hard concrete floor. Fury shakes his head no. Ray says yes, yanking up by the tights. Ooh! It's Org Lambert from behind with a chop block to the back of Billy Ray's knee and dropping Fury almost instantaneously. Look at Ray writhing on the canvas in pain, pulling the gimpy Ray off his backboard, lights him up with a terrifying swinging neck breaker and going into the ropes. It's Org who's looking for the high impact maneuver this time. Onto the canvas is Fury, and oh my god, he's taking Ray by the legs and he's splitting them apart. Here comes Org off the ropes with a missile drop kick to the groin. Oh my god, what's up? Ray vomits in place from the throb, and Org quickly gets a 1, 2, 3, no, Fury breaks up the count with a double axe handle to the back of Org Lambert's head. And what did I tell you, folks? Look at the resiliency of Matt Fury. And folks, if I didn't know any better, I could say that move might quite possibly have torn the drunken one's ACL. With Fury in control of the contest, he now yanks Org Lambert up into the upright position, then tossing the Beastmaster into the ropes. Here comes the creator of the date rape drug on the rebound. Decapitating clothesline by Matt Fury hits the mark, and bouncing off the ropes at the three-step approach. Fury goes into a rolling knee over the forehead of Org Lambert, and take two aspirins and call me in the morning. One, two, Lambert clears his arm through, folks, and this one is going to continue. I don't believe it. Swinging neckbreaker in the ring on Org Lambert, puts the Beastmaster in lights out position once again. One, two, oh my god, follow over the head of Matt Fury, who got too close to the ropes. And would you look at the bartender laughing? Come on, referee, get that bartender out of here. Hold those bottles at ringside. Come on, the fans are even giving plastic cups. I'm not sure if you people sense an end to this match, but by the move selection of Matt Fury, Billy Ray, the bartender, Bud, and everybody involved, you just have to wonder how much more these ring veterans have in the tank. Matt Fury is a bloody mess, and in my opinion, there is no way in hell of him ever competing in our main event if he continues to not take care of that cut. Billy Ray now staggers to his feet, and seeing the broken glass on the canvas, it's a scoop slam on Matt Fury in the extreme area, and arching his back in pain. My god, look at Fury's back. It's all torn up from that broken glass. The bartender goes under the ring, and oh my god, he's sliding in a chair, and oh, there goes an empty trash can. Billy Ray is going to make sure Matt Fury pays in spades for what he said about him this week. Ray takes hold of the trash can, and as Org Lambert stumbles to his feet. Oh, wow! Trash can over the head of Org Lambert and dropping him in place like a sack of dirt. Ray places the dented aluminum onto the logo, pulling Org up by his hair. It's Ray with an extreme scoop slam. And did you hear the crunch as Org Lambert collided with that trash can with that sick, sadistic sound. Ray raises his arms into the heavens and chin shot from behind by a forgotten Matt Fury, and falling to both these Billy Rays and Aggie. Fury drops a chair and leaping into the air. Oh my god! Did you just see Matt Fury hit that leaping DDT with Billy Ray still on both knees into the dented steel chair, and now Billy Ray is open, and look how happy Matt Fury is. The hitman takes a handful of hair and looking to open a cut on the forehead of Billy Ray with punches and bunches. Org Lambert behind! Org Lambert has a partner sleeper hold! And Fury swings his arm wildly into empty space in front of him, and he's trying to get to the ropes. He's coming up into his shirt, he's pushing back into Org Lambert, trying to make the hole by crushing his opponent into the turnbuckle. Org goes on the floor and yanks him back. Awesome killer full Nelson slam, and my god, did you just see Matt Fury's head collide with that mangled trash can? Cover on the count. One, two, Fury kicks out. I don't believe it, folks. Matt Fury is gushing blood all over this ring, but he managed to get his shoulder up. And am I to assume right now that Matt Fury isn't even considering that massive gash that has just opened up across his forehead? I mean, folks, as far as main eventing goes tonight, there's no way in hell that Fury's going to be able to stitch himself up and stop this blood that is now cascading down his face and all over his chest and all over this ring. Org Lambert has gone up to the top rope, and he's calling for a missile dropkick off the turnbuckle. Oh, my God. No. Missing in midair. Down to the canvas goes Org Lambert, crashing into the logo with a hard thud. Fury was dead to rights, but if you look at the replay, you can see the bartender up on the apron shaking the ropes just as Org Lambert leaped off. Matt Fury may be covered in his own blood, but he's setting up a ladder. He's finding the strength somehow, some way, and you know what this means. Org is lying in the center of the ring, and it looks like he's easy pickings for the risk-taking Matt Fury. Now on to the top of the ladder. Fury measures up Org for the Swanton Bomb. The ring is up. He's shaking the ladder. Fury can't balance on the top. Oh, my God. The ladder's tipping. Here comes a bang. Timekeeper's table with the sick, sadistic thought, and good Lord Almighty, Matt Fury just simply is not moving. Inside the ring, Billy Ray is being encouraged by his two friends to get to his feet. And Fury is up. What is he doing? He's crawling through the rope. Oh, my God, Matt. Matt, just give up. Matt, you could have a serious injury. Your neck could be broken. Oh, wait a minute, folks. What's Matt Fury doing? He's going under the ring for something. As hurt as he is, he's scrambling. Oh, my God! Fury has a damn chainsaw, and he's pointing to front of the bartender. Holy little face. He's chasing the two around the ring. Hey, Fury, you'll cut your leg off if you move. Something has to be done about Matt Fury bringing this damn chainsaw to the ringside each and every week, because in all honesty, he could actually kill someone. Like last week, the chainsaw stalls once again inside the ring. Org Lambert just countered a Billy Ray scoop slam with a reverse X Factor. Org does a kip up and pointed to Matt Fury, who is still struggling to get the chainsaw working again. Here comes Lambert over the top rope with a twisting 360 cross body block, and both men hit the railing hard. Oh my God, both men are out at Billy. Oh, where's Billy Ray? Bill is on top of the ropes. He's on the top turnbuckle, and he's got that dented garbage chair in his hands. He wouldn't. He couldn't. Oh, my God. Oh! Dented can beer bomb sent on up the top rope. Both men, all three men, everybody is out, and the referee is now counting. One, two, on the chair. If any of them are capable of getting up, no one has budged. The referee is almost done counting. That's it. It's over. It's over. All that brutality in our first match just ended up in a triple countout. And listen to these fans boo. Restart the match, I say. You can't end a pay-per-view match like this. Come on, Mr. Mattee. Where are you? You're reinstated. Oh, no. Hold on. It's him. Show up on the Ovaltron. It's the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Mattee, and fans, hold on to your seats, because I bet he's going to restart this match. Fantastic victories, glorious defeats. Come on, Mattee, restart it like I know you will.
Whoa! Now hold on, what's a goddamn minute right now? What a complicated web we weave, boys. That's right. Security, escort the medical team down to ringside and carry all three of these guys out on a stretcher. They can hear what I have to say in the reruns. Og Lambert, you done everything I'd ask, boy. You bled buckets for me on a monthly basis. You never gave up, so tonight, Og Lambert, regardless of the decision of this referee, I'm going to award you with the title shot on our next superstar show. Whoever wins the Triple Extreme Heavyweight Championship is going to get you. That's right, because I know you hate Mike Johnson. I know You think that Mike Johnson is your antichrist. And my thinking is this. If Johnson is so tough and he can defeat Sam Natas tonight, then I'll let you two go at it one more time. Then we have my drunken bastard, my buddy who hasn't won a match in over 6 months. Billy Boy, hey Bill, hey Bill, look up here from that stretcher. You're gonna be facing the winner of the world television title match. And my thinking behind this is I know you want Todd Knight one more time. I know you two have unfinished business. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that you're gonna do everything in your power to keep that title from around La Sombra's waist, aren't you, boy? That's right. And with that said, that leaves me finally with you, Matt Fury, a man who I promised would get a shot at Spectre. And Matter Boy, son, you're dang right that I'm gonna come through for you. And this is what I'm gonna do for you, Matt Fury. If Spectre should defend his championship belt tonight against DCP, then it's gonna be Fury versus Spectre in a one-time-only-anything-goes barbed wire rope match. But man, if Spectre wins, boy, you ain't getting shit. In fact, if Spectre wins tonight, you're gonna face the loser, a very pissed off loser of the Triple Extreme Championship match. See, son, I don't owe you as much as I owe Rhea Lambert. So unless you wanna be left out in the cold, I suggest you find a way to make sure that DCP doesn't W-I-N. Now when these guys wake up, Medic Second Security, I want you to tell them both how generous I've been with them. And I want you to ask them if they enjoyed the brutality.
Oh my God, good Lord, folks. Can you believe that blockbuster announcement? Next month, it's going to be Org Lambert versus either Sam Natas or Mike Johnson for the Triple Extreme Championship. Then Mr. Petit just granted Billy Ray a television title shot. And to make matters worse, Petit then told Fury that if Spectre can defend his heavyweight championship belt against DCP tonight, then newcomer Matt Fury will get a shot at the WWE Heavyweight Championship. Fans, we have to take a break so at least I can digest everything that's happened so far here tonight. The Grinder thus far has not disappointed me. And with all the title matches still being left to be decided, I can only imagine just how good this one is going to get. Think about it. With Billy Ray, Org Lambert, and Matt Fury now all in the back, carried out of the ringside area on stretchers. The seconds are cleaning up the break. What is that? What the hell is that? Was Matt McClain scheduled to come out here? Is there something I don't know? Well, what should I do? Stay with him? We're supposed to go to commercial break. Okay, folks, apparently Matt McClain has decided that this is his show, and since I'm not gonna, you know, stop him from getting in the ring and speaking his piece, let's turn the show over to the Crippler. Wonderful. Is somebody gonna tell me what's going on around here?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Danger Zone. Let the evacuations begin as the storm surge approaches. Calm down and just listen to what I have to say. Now, I've had a change of heart as of late, and I want to let you know that what I say tonight, I really mean. Honest, this is not a joke, and it's important that you hear what I have to say to you guys tonight. Boo me all you want. But I'm being serious here, and if you would only listen to what I had to say, you know that I'm sincere with what I'm saying, and that I've had the change of heart.
Folks, an old man has come out of the stands, and he is now up on the apron, and he is taunting the Crippler. Hey, somebody get that guy down from there before Matt kills him.
Sir, just calm down. I'm asking that you and the rest of the people here give me a chance to explain why I'm out here in the ring tonight. Now, I'm coming out here, and I'm going to do something I've never done before. And I'm going to talk good about my opponent. And tonight, that's Daryl Bazal. And you people have never heard me talk good about him. So this is really important you listen to what I have to say. No, you're right. You should cheer for Daryl. He's a hell of a talent, and it's all more evident that he doesn't even lose that often. So go ahead, show your support. Wouldn't you agree that Daryl's one of the best here?
Yes, yes, people, calm down. Don't cream your panties just yet. I gotta get this out in the open. This isn't easy for me, but I've got to get it off my chest. Daryl has done it all. The wins, the titles, the big name feuds. And now tonight, at Grindr, it's my chance to face the man that is known as Daryl Bazaar. But I know it's not going to be easy, especially on the biggest night in the WWA. As I meet the biggest star to come through this area in a very long time. I'm not really sure what made me change my attitude towards him. I mean, this morning, I woke up and I was ready to rip his throat out.
Daryl has won so many matches, and there have been so many people that have had their shoulders pinned to the mat but Bazaar. But the thing about it is, Daryl doesn't wrestle me every night. And if he did, that sorry son of a bitch would never have won a match. Excuse me, what? What was that you said to me, Grandpa? If you want to step into the ring with me, I'll be more than happy to slap your bitch ass around. You want to step in with me? Come on, Grandpa. What are you waiting for? Yeah, that's what I thought, you old bastard. Do yourself a favor, keep your ass in your seat, and keep your mouth shut, if you know what's good for you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and I use those terms loosely, please welcome my opponent tonight, the career killer, Daryl Bazaar!
Wait a minute, what the hell is this? McLean has pulled another fast one on. Damn him! You know, he just doesn't know when the hell to... I am so sick and tired of Matt McLean. Out from behind the curtains, it's a little person dressed up exactly like Daryl Bazaar. As he makes his way to the ring, look at Matt McLean laughing. Oh my God. Well, the little person is getting into the ring. Oh no. McLean is out on his knees and he's doing a stare down with Mini Bazaar. You've got to be kidding me! Just turn the music off, for God's sakes! That's not Daryl Bazaar!
Now, Daryl, I called you out here for a reason. Because there are a couple of things that we need to talk about.
You're right, Matt. There are a couple of things we need to talk about. We need to...
Mr. McLean.
I'm sorry, Mr. McLean. We do have a few things we need to talk about. Is that a little bit better?
Tonight, you're going to have years of pent-up rage and anger coming at you tonight. And try as you might, you don't stand a chance in hell against me, Daryl.
You're right, Mr. McLean. I have been a bad boy. I've lost the edge that I've had against somebody like you, and I don't stand a chance in hell of winning. I should have never pissed you off, Mr. McLean. I'm sorry.
Tonight, you're going to just come up a wee bit short there.
All right, you know what? That's enough. Enough. That was a call for, Matt. You know, it's not a nice thing to make fun of the little people. God, you absolutely have no class.
You're right, Mr. McLean. I'm always coming up short. Just ask Alexis. She'll tell you about it because she's got first-hand experience.
You know, I don't really want to hear about your shortcomings in your love life. Even though you're coming up short in life, we need to talk about tonight, our 2 out of 3 falls match. You do know that you have no chance in hell at winning that match tonight, don't you, Bazaar?
Mr. McLean, I'm not sure how you can say that, because I'm Daryl Bazaar and I'm peerless. But I think I can take at least one fall before you put me out to pasture.
Oh, is that so? And why do you think that you can take a fall in the match? Is it because that you think you're better than me? Just like you think you're better than everybody else that you've ever faced, Daryl? Because that's what your ego tells you.
Ego, schmigo, I just told you! I'm Daryl Bazaar and I am peerless! I can beat anybody, remember, Matt? I'm Daryl Bazaar and I am peerless! I'll say it again! I'm peerless, peerless, peerless!
I'm sorry, but this isn't right! Matt McLean has gone too far! We need to get damage control out here! This has to stop! No! Oh my God! Oh! Boot to the stomach and there goes the crippler! Matt McLean has applied the breaking point! Cross face finisher on the little man! And the little man is tapping! He's tapping! He's trying to call a
First off, I want you people out there shut the hell up. This is my time, and I'll come out here, and I'll say what I want, because this is all about me. This is my show, my danger zone. I make the rules. Now I'm going to give you people a little lesson in comic books.
What the hell is he taught? Comic books? What do you mean by comic books, Mr. McLean? Oh, I'm calling him a... Oh, God, this guy makes me so agitated.
A few years back in the Superman comic books, there was a creature that landed on Earth, and the only thing that was on its mind was death and destruction. The creature's name was simply Doomsday. As Doomsday made his way towards Metropolis, the Justice League made an attempt to stop the beast, but unfortunately found several of its members very badly hurt and put into the hospital. As Doomsday made his way to Metropolis, Superman himself, the big blue Boy Scout, tried to take down the beast, but he just couldn't get the job done, and eventually Doomsday made his way to Metropolis. In the end, it was an epic showdown, and Doomsday took down the Man of Steel where he stood and killed him. And I'm sure you're all asking it, exactly what the hell does this have to do with my match with Daryl? Well, it's rather simple, even for you idiots out there. Daryl calls himself Superman. And if he's the Metropolis Marvel, then I'm his Doomsday. I'm going to do exactly what the angry beast Doomsday did to Superman, Daryl. And I'm going to take you out of your miserable existence, and I'm going to do it with a big old smile on my face, Daryl. Daryl, I'm going to take you down, and I'm going to make you retire from the sport that you love. I'm going to make it to where you don't want to show your face around here once I'm done with you. As far as you making it to Grindr, there's not a chance in hell that's going to happen, because I'm not going to allow it. Time's up, Superman. Now that your Doomsday's here, the fans, the wrestlers, your friends and family will witness the death of a hero as Doomsday kills Superman tonight.